I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning. KSL News Time now, 8:30.
It's 35 degrees.
Still have delays on I-15, but it's clearing out. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Presidential impeachment. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Articles are to be read, then the judge and jurors will be sworn in today.
KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the House impeachment managers present articles of impeachment soon in the Senate chambers. It's the start of a day of ceremony, but Senate leader Mitch McConnell maintains it's a partisan effort, saying just a short time ago.
That's why our colleague, the Democratic leader, told the press that whatever happens next, as long as he can weaponize the trial to hurt Republicans in the 2020 election, quote, it's a win-win.
The trial gets in full speed next week, likely on Tuesday. Meanwhile, Ukrainian prosecutors have opened an investigation into whether U.S. Ambassador Marie Yovanovitch was illegally surveilled while in their country. An associate of President Trump's attorney Rudy Giuliani received text about following Yovanovitch. Lev Parnas is under federal indictment and is telling the media he had firsthand knowledge of quid pro quo in Ukraine. And meanwhile, breaking news about that, the General Accounting Office watchdog says that the White House office violated law in withholding Ukraine aid that is at the center of the Trump impeachment. Meanwhile, the Senate is poised to ratify the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement today, one day after President Trump signed the first phase of a deal with China.
Our negotiations were tough, honest, open, and respectful, leading us to this really incredible breakthrough.
The China deal also facing congressional approval like the USMCA. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
The investigation continues in Roy after another deadly small plane crash.
There's airplane parts all over the tops of the houses.
Our team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Just after 3 yesterday afternoon, the plane went down in a Weber County townhome neighborhood, which is near 50th South and Airport Road in Roy. Officials say the 64-year-old pilot David Good took off from Sky Park Airport in Bountiful and was supposed to land at the Ogden-Hinkley Airport. He was killed in the crash, but no other injuries were reported. Officials say he was alone in the plane, and they still don't know what caused it to go down. Good was the founder and president of Ogden-based Good Ski Technologies. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Our team coverage continues now with KSL TV's Ashley Moser, who says some neighbors are now asking for changes.
5 crashes now since 2017, and the reason for each of those crashes different for each situation. But now residents say, you know, they fear that this might happen, some even questioning if they want to continue living here.
An aviation expert says the neighborhood appears to be sort of a magnet for these accidents, but stresses the airport was there before the neighborhood was built around it.
A father and son walked 20 miles to get help after their car got stuck from bad GPS directions south of St. George. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
The family was driving back to Colorado from a vacation in California. They wanted to see the Grand Canyon, but their smartphone app told them to take backcountry roads through the high desert east of Mesquite. After driving 30 miles on the dirt roads, the car got stuck in the deep mud, clay, and snow. It was on Black Rock Mountain. The dad and teenage son tried to walk back to a town. After 20 miles, they reached the Lime Kiln Canyon area and got a cell signal. Rangers got to the rest of the family before they got too cold and dehydrated. They say it's miraculous they survived. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.